content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from our book, Money Hacks, by Lisa Rowan, and reading various money hacks that are listed within the book. These are ways to decrease spending, increase savings, and make your money work for you. Starting with money hack number 50. Save 10% of every paycheck. Want to give your savings an extra boost? Strive to save just 10% more. At this point, you're probably have already set up an automatic transfers to set aside money for retirement, build your emergency fund, or work towards other financial goals. What's stopping you from saving just a bit more? The next time you look at your checking account, determine whether you can transfer 10% of your take-home pay to savings, even once you're already putting money towards your other savings goals, debt payments, and fixed expenses. If your next paycheck is for $941.50, for example, could you transfer $94.15 to savings? What would you have to adjust in your budget to make it work? You may not be able to do this every time you get paid, but looking for opportunities to transfer 10% can help you build up a savings cushion that can be quite meaningful over a short time. What about side hustles? This strategy works just as well. Maybe you make an extra $60 per week teaching piano lessons. Can you put $6 into savings before you allocate that money to any other parts of your budget? Don't worry if the amount feels too small to make a difference. The important part is that you scan your budget and bank account every few weeks to look for opportunities to save even more. Money hack number 51. Automate your savings. If your company offers direct deposit, find out if you can split your paycheck into two or more separate accounts. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes to fill out the new direct deposit form, and you'll be able to choose how much of each paycheck, either a percentage of your take-home pay or a specific dollar amount, and get which one goes into which account. Some employers require you to submit voided checks to initiate direct deposit, while others only need your routing and account numbers. You'll get used to seeing only the amount that goes into your primary checking account each pay period, instead of watching your whole paycheck get whittled down by transactions like rent, your grocery bill, and your transfers to savings. Making your savings automatic and putting it somewhere you can't see it all the time reduces your chances of falling short on your financial goals. Money hack number 52, round up to boost your savings. Want to replicate the feeling of dropping your spare change into a piggy bank? Sign up for a program that rounds up your debit purchases and puts the spare change towards your financial goals. Your bank might offer this for free if you have a checking and savings account, like Bank of America's Keep the Change program. But there are various apps that offer the same function. Chime rounds up your transactions to the nearest dollar if you're a customer who uses its debit card. Acorns allows you to round up your purchases and put your spare change into an investing account. There's a fee of $1 to $3 per month. And Tip Yourself, now a part of the Earnin app, links to your checking account and creates a secure, quote, tip jar for savings. It's triggered by your own actions that you set. Log a trip to the gym, for instance. A dollar gets transferred to your tip jar. Money hack number 53. Never, ever pay bank fees. With online banks growing and competing with traditional banks, there are plenty of options for storing your money. The average checking account fee is $9.60, according to My Bank Tracker. What would you rather do with almost $10 per month? If you keep your money with an institution that charges monthly fees for your checking account, it's time to look for another bank. It's easy to miss these fees when you first sign up with a bank. Many don't charge a monthly account fee if your balance stays over a certain amount, or if you're signed up for direct deposit. But those restrictions don't offer much flexibility if you want to shift your money to another account, have some big purchases coming up, or have irregular income. Before opening a new account elsewhere, find out if you can convert your checking account to a free version at the same bank. If that's a no-go search, best checking accounts online to find options that don't charge fees. You might even find that some offer sign-up bonuses. Just be sure to choose a bank that's still convenient for you, whether it's in your town or online. Money hack 54. Get cash back. Even if you plan ahead for times when you need to have cash on hand, sometimes those cash-only moments crop up on you unexpectedly. Instead of turning to the nearest ATM, take a look around you for a supermarket or drugstore. Most of these retailers offer cash back at checkout for up to $40, $50, or sometimes even more. Of course, you'll need to buy something with a debit card in order to take advantage of this. Does buying something on a whim cancel out the savings you get from not paying ATM fees? It depends on the situation, and this tip makes the most sense for when you're far from your own bank and it's ATM. Here's how to make the most of it. If you track your grocery list on your mobile phone, it'll be easy to reference that list to see if there's a small item you can grab. If you're not sure what's ready for restocking at home, pick an easy-to-carry item that you need on a recurring basis. If your efforts to make a sensible purchase fail, a beverage, pack of gum, or even candy might do in a pinch. Just make sure to double-check that the cashier can give you cash back before you have them start ringing up your purchase, so you don't get to the last step only to find out they can't give you the one thing you came in for the first place. Money hack 55, pay your bills up front. Think about the services you use that renew once or twice per year for a hefty amount, like, for instance, car insurance. The default option you probably see is to pay that bill over the course of several months instead of all at once. At first, you might be relieved to not have to pay up front, but if you can imagine the entire bill, if you can manage the entire bill in one fell swoop, you could save anywhere between 5% and 15% for paying in advance instead of monthly. If you don't see an option for this on your billing statement, call your service provider and ask if there's a discount for paying up front. Beyond the savings, paying up front is usually a flexible arrangement. You can be ready to pay your annual premium or other service fee this time, but the next time that service renews, you can usually switch back to monthly payments if your financial situation has changed. You won't get the same prepayment savings if you do, but you won't have to deal with credit card or other interest fees in order to spread out those payments once again. Money hack number 56. Keep the best interest rates. Certificates of deposits or CDs aren't just the music you used to play on road trips. They're also a useful addition to your financial toolkit. A CD is a savings device that locks up your money for a certain amount of time called a term. That term could be anywhere between a few months and a few years, and you can't access your money during that time without paying a hefty penalty. In return for saying goodbye to your cash for now, CDs offer competitive interest rates, some of the highest available for savings accounts of any kind. When the CD matures, in essence the term ends, you can take all of your money back or renew for another term. When to choose a CD? You don't want to store your emergency savings in a CD since you want to be able to access that part of your savings quickly if necessary. But say you've started saving to purchase a house and think you might be able to save up the down payment in 4 or 5 years. You could put the money you've saved so far in a 3-year CD so it can grow as quickly as possible due to interest without risking that you'll dip into the fund to pay for a spontaneous vacation. At the end of the term, you can decide if you're ready to use that money, move it somewhere else, or if you want to tuck it away again for another year or two. Money Hack 57. Make your money work for you. It can be tough to get motivated to save money when interest rates are low. If your bank isn't offering competitive rates for regular savings or high-yield savings accounts, consider opening a money market account. A money market account works a lot like a savings account, but it allows you to make a few transactions by check or debit card each month. There can be a few drawbacks to this type of account. Some money market accounts require an opening deposit of $1,000, $2,500, or more. You may be required to keep a certain amount in your account at all times. But in return for those inconveniences, you can often get an interest rate that's higher than other savings accounts by as much as 1%. And even if your money grows by 1% additional each year, that's extra money in your pocket for the long run. Money Hack 58. Make Tuesday your new movie night. Find out when your local movie theater offers discounted tickets all day. Tuesday is a popular one, with many theater chains offering a $5 Tuesday promotion all day. And all you have to do is show up and buy your ticket. Some cell phone service providers offer a discount if you buy tickets through their customer portal, with tickets often costing somewhere around $5 rather than the usual $12 to $15. You can also check the schedule for early showings. Sometimes the first show of the day is discounted even further than a regular matinee show. Money Hack 59. Install a browser extension. You might be working to dramatically reduce your spending, but you can't go forever without doing at least some online shopping. We've come to expect that we'll be able to use a coupon code either for a discount or for free shipping on our order. But how can you find them without wasting a bunch of time checking dead-end forums or sketchy-looking coupon portals? Instead of searching for coupon codes, install a browser extension that does it for you automatically. Examples include Honey, Wikibuy, and Invisible Hand. Some even tell you if an item is available for a lower price somewhere else. They're free to use and can reduce your reliance on those coupon codes and sales ads that are still crowding your email inbox. Start with one coupon extension and remember that you can always delete it and try another if you don't like it. Money Hack number 60. Team up for greater savings. Savings clubs are popular in communities that may not wish to rely on traditional banks. They prove the power of a group in saving money for a goal. To do it, you need a savings goal, a group of friends who want to save the same amount, and someone who's willing to manage the finances of the group for the duration. A savings club in action. Say you and 10 friends each want to save $1,000 over the course of the next 10 months. Each month, you each contribute $100. On the same day you meet to turn in your $100 each, one of you takes home the full $1,000 pot. The next month, that person continues to contribute their $100 while someone else takes home $1,000. The winner rotates until everyone has taken home the full $1,000 that they've contributed over the course of 10 months, although some people will get their money early, which acts almost like an interest-free loan, and some people will get their money closer to the end of the cycle. If you identify a group of people who want to participate, consider starting with a smaller goal so the stakes are lower. Once you complete a cycle, you can increase the amount you all save together. Money hack number 61. Reap the benefits of loyalty. Every store seems to have a loyalty club or rewards program now. And while they don't make any sense if you only shop at a retailer occasionally, they just tempt you to shop. They make so much sense for places you shop and regularly frequent. If you do all of your grocery shopping at two supermarkets in your neighborhood, of course you want to get those members-only discounts. If you find yourself picking up the same item several times a year from the beauty supply store, you might be missing out on rewards points or coupons by not signing up. The great thing about loyalty programs is that most of them are free, and more of them are becoming available to customers without requiring them to open a store credit card. That means if you end up not shopping at that store often, or you move away from your favorite location, you won't have wasted any money or effort in your quest to save. And don't forget the power of the Humble Punch card. Look for cards that offer a discount or freebie once you accrue a number of stamps or hole punches at businesses like gas stations, car washes, hair salons, consignment stores, and coffee shops. It's easy to lose and forget them, so keep your punch cards in an easy-to-grab spot, like your car's glove box. Money hack number 62, earn rebates. Once you've applied the most valuable promo codes to your online order, make sure you're also earning cash back on your purchases. It's easy to get started through mobile apps as well as browser extensions. How much can you earn? It depends on where you shop and which shopping portal or app you use. You can earn anywhere between 1% and 10%, and sometimes even more when you shop a specific participating retailer. Meanwhile, Ibotta offers a dollar value rebate for various products when you shop in store. For example, get 25 cents when you buy a specific brand of cereal. It also offers percentage back opportunities to earn in stores beyond grocery and big box chains. What's the catch? You might be wondering what the app gets out of this deal. It depends on the program. Retailers typically pay to participate by sharing a sliver of your purchase total with the cashback portal. In addition, rebate programs make money by selling information about consumer purchasing. They may not use your personal demographic information like age and location. Check their terms and conditions to be sure, but they typically aggregate the buying pattern from their users to provide information about sales trends or product preferences. To make sure the rebate program doesn't encourage you to spend more, make your shopping list before you log on to look for applicable rebates and cashback offers. Money hack 63. Browse your local pawn shops. Pawn shops are frequently filled with treasures ranging from antique jewelry and quality electronics to sporting equipment and small appliances. You don't have to feel guilty about buying these items. There are plenty of people who choose to sell their items outright to these local businesses. If you're looking for a specific brand or model of an item, call around to find out if any pawn shops nearby have it in stock. Check whether local stores have social media accounts or websites that catalog their more coveted items. Ask about purchasing warranties that go above and beyond the typical return policy. You'll already be saving up to half price on what you pay for that same item new. Money hack number 64, roll your own coins. As much as we shift our financial lives to digital methods, we still end up with a random pile of change on your dresser, in the bottom of your handbag, in the cup holder of the car, etc. After a while, you might be tempted to round up all that extra change in a jar and take it to the coin counter at your nearest grocery store. You're in the right mindset to think about taking that loose change and turning it into more useful currency. But some machines don't take a fee if you choose to take the value as a store credit for select stores. Your bank will give you free coin wrappers, and it doesn't take long to sort and stack your change. The next time you need to visit the bank, simply take those rolled coins with you to deposit them. Money hack number 65, buy refurbished electronics. Do you want the latest, greatest version of that smartphone or other tech device, but don't want to pay full price? You can save $50, $100, or more by picking out one that's refurbished. Refurbished items typically come from one of two places. Someone who owned and used that item sold it to a retailer or reseller, or someone who bought the item, opened the box, changed their mind, and returned it. In the latter case, the retailer can't advertise the item as new. They list it as an open box item and offer a steep discount to unload that product. Refurbished items are reviewed in detail by the party reselling them, and they get restored to factory settings before getting listed for sale. Are refurbished electronics legit? You can usually trust a refurbished item you see advertised by a major electronics maker. Some retailers that sell various products also offer a quote, outlet section of their website where they list open box and refurbished items. These sections are always changing, so it's worth checking repeatedly or setting up alerts. You'll also want to check prices for e-commerce resellers. As with all purchases, do your research, comparison shop, and make sure any refurbished item you're considering matches the specifications, like screen size or amount of memory you really want. Money hack 66. Visit tourist attractions for free. Admission to your local museum, zoo, or cultural site can cost more than $20 for a single day of fun, but almost every one of those destinations offers a free or reduced admission day. Some offer the same day or evening each week, while some others offer a monthly event. Determine when their special admission days take place and what their prices are. You can probably put together a schedule with a free admission available almost every day of the week. Look for terms like free days, pay what you wish days, discount days, buy donation days. Keep a close eye on the museum and other sites' calendars for events with partner organizations as well. Smaller art galleries, animal rescues, or educational centers that partner with bigger museums may offer even lower admission rates or even be free to visit all the time. You'll also want to keep an eye out for Smithsonian Magazine's Free Museum Day, when museums around the country offer free admission on the same Saturday. You'll need to reserve your spot online in advance and be prepared for crowds. Money hack number 67, share your ride. Ride-hailing apps have made it easy to get an inexpensive ride around town. But after fees and tips, your Uber or Lyft rides can quickly add up to a considerable portion of your budget. Both services have even less expensive options of getting a ride, offering you a discount for sharing your route with other users who are going the same way. But choosing an Uber pool or a Lyft shared ride can add considerable time to your trip, and you may not feel like chatting with strangers on your way home from the airport or dinner. You can still save by looking for opportunities to share rides with people you know. Most ride hailing services allow you to make two stops in one trip, so you can make an extra pickup on the way to dinner. Coordinate with your companions to start the night at a single location rather than meeting up at the venue if you're going to see a performance or sporting event. It takes a little extra time to plan who's going to meet where in order to make the trip efficient, but you are probably going to spend a bunch of time texting those people anyways. You might as well spend a few minutes figuring out how you can all spend less money on transportation. Money hack number 68. Be the host with the most. Instead of gravitating towards your usual nightlife haunts, invite your friends over for a night in. Host a potluck if you want a hearty meal, or set out some simple snacks and make the night bring your own beverage for a gathering that's even more gentle on your budget. If you want to create some structure, plan your evening around a sporting event on TV or a card or board game. The dress code is casual. It's not too loud to have a conversation. Your pets are always welcome, and there's plenty of elbow room. The next time you want to get together, you can rotate to someone else's place so you don't have to host every single time. And we will stop there today reading our book, Money Hacks, because we are now out of time for this episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and please be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.